Welcome to my world, bitches. What's up, everybody? This is Queen coming at you with another, yes, that's right, another podcast. I am following the footsteps of my very handsome husband and his brother. And I decided that I would start my own podcast. I'm not very good at speaking out loud, but I'm definitely going to give it a try, and hopefully this is going to help me be better at speaking out loud and maybe not being so shy. Hopefully I will have some really cool and fun podcasts in the future. This is basically just a mini series coming off of the Omega Project that my husband and his brothers slash best friends have started doing, and I as well will be included in some of this podcast. Now, I probably won't be in every single podcast, but it's definitely going to be fun. It's going to be hopefully a big thing and bring us closer together as well. I am a mother, and actually, honestly, I'm a mother of boys. I don't have any little girls. I want some, but I don't have any, and I probably never will, and that's totally fine. And I'm also a doggy mother. I have a little puppy. Well, we have a little puppy. She's not so much a puppy anymore, but I like to think of her as a puppy. Her name is Elena. I will be talking about them a lot in my podcast. I probably won't be using their real names. Just because I don't want them to grow up and be like, "Mom, why did you say that? That's so embarrassing." And I'm going to be like, "Well, that's what parents do." And then I'm going to look back and remember, "Oh, I thought the same thing about my parents." And then I'm going to feel like shit. I am a gamer. I'm a nerd. I like comic books, video games, movies about comic books, the good ones, not the movies that suck, you know, like Hulk. Even though Hulk is like one of my favorite Marvel superheroes, the movie just did not give him justice. Anyway, I'm so ranting, going off topic. Parenting, podcast about parenting, podcast about dogs, podcast, anything you can think of, I will probably talk about it. Just like with the Omega Project, I'm basically into everything. I do not discriminate when it comes to things that I might talk about. And it's funny because I don't really like to talk to strangers, but I've worked in customer service since I was 15. And I'm really good at it. But when it comes to, like, a face-to-face discussion, getting down, being serious, I really am not good at talking to people face-to-face. Unless it's my husband, or my mother, or my children. And then it's like, they want me to shut up. And I usually don't. But they love me anyway, and that's totally awesome. I just got married. June 2nd, 2018, I married the man of my dreams, the love of my life. He's absolutely amazing. If I had to live in a world without him, I wouldn't make it. I really wouldn't. I don't know how I made it this far without him. I'm sure it had to do something with my kids, but I pretty much devote my life to my family. I try to do everything I can for them. A lot of my time is put into my family, which is why I work part-time. And working part-time is really hard in these days, because you really have to have both parents, you know. Even if you don't have children, I mean, you really have to have both partners working full-time jobs to make it nowadays. And it's it kind of sucks that it's like that, but that's just the way the world is. And I just cannot sacrifice that time with my children. I can't sacrifice that time with my husband. And I can't sacrifice that time with my parents. I really can't, because one day we're not going to be here. One day we're, you know, we're going to end up getting separated, whether it be death or somebody moves away or something. And we're really going to wish that we had spent that time with those individuals instead of, you know, I need to get these extra 8 hours in. That's how I look at it. Now, I probably will end up getting a full-time job just because of financial reasons, and also because both my children will now be in school, and I want to cry because my youngest has been with me since the day he was born. I mean, I've worked, I've had jobs, and my mom would take care of him while I was at work, but other than that, it was either my mom or me, or my sister-in-law, and that's just how it's been. And he's been home, and if I wanted to talk to him, I could call him and talk to him, and now I can't, and it's killing me, because he's the youngest, and we are sending him away, and now, for 8 hours of the day, our house will be quiet, and I don't know how to feel about that. But that's basically it. Hopefully, my podcast won't be boring. Hopefully, I won't rant on like I'm doing right now. Now, I probably will rant, to be honest, because that's what I do when I get nervous. But I hope that somebody gets some kind of enjoyment out of it. I know my husband will. He's probably going to make fun of me. And probably a couple other people will make fun of me, but that's okay. At least they listened. I just wanted to give a little intro about the podcast, about who I am, just a little bit. I'll probably go into more details about my life later on. I won't give too many details out, but maybe just a little insights into my life. But, you know, it's actually really funny because I had previously recorded a 15-minute podcast. And I was so excited because I had made so many jokes. I was actually laughing at my own jokes. I'm lame. Shut up. And I walked inside because I was doing it while I was letting my dog out. I walked inside to my husband and I said, hey, I finished it. You want to listen to it? And we listened to it, and it was literally the intro where I said, you know, welcome to my world, bitches, and then the song. Or the little clip, the little instrumental clip. And that's all it was. Apparently, I did not save that 15 minutes of me talking about complete bullshit. And I'm hoping that I don't do that this time. So here is to hoping that I actually don't screw up this podcast. Because I probably will end up not doing it again if I do screw this podcast up.